Morning, today's daf in Shabbos Pei Zion. We're beginning this morning at Pei Vav Amud Beis with the words Tana Rabbanan, about a dozen lines from the bottom of the Amud at the two dots. And we are going to try to date Mamad Har Sinai. Today's daf is going to revolve around one singular topic, and that's going to be the date of Mamad Har Sinai. Our two options are going to be, it's either going to come out on the sixth day of Sivan, or the seventh day of Sivan. The Torah never actually tells us what day was Mamad Har Sinai. Torah does not tell us what day it was. Torah does not tell us what date it was. And so over the course of today's daf, we are going to be debating this one singular issue, and that will cover the entirety of today's daf. Why are we here? Ninth parak of Shabbos. Are we discussing this topic? Happens to be a phenomenal topic, fascinating topic. So it has to do with the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. The Mishnah back on Pei Vav Amud Aleph mentioned a series of halachas, four different halachas in the Mishnah, three of the four having nothing to do with Shabbos, but that has been the theme of our parak. Ninth parak of Shabbos has dedicated itself to exploring other areas in halacha, and certainly seems like a non sequitur, but as Tosfos points out in the beginning of our parak, being that it follows the construct of the last Mishnah of the eighth parak of the Masechta, so therefore the Mishnayos started on this journey of let's see a halacha, and let's see at least a remez in the either in the Nevi'im or even as far back as the Chumash itself. And so what we're looking for over here is a halacha with a remez, a smach in the Psukim. Going back to yesterday's daf, in the Mishnah yesterday's daf, Palata Shechva Zera. So the halacha that a woman, after she has relations, so the Zera inside of her is collate. It's going to be absorbed inside of her, and it's not going to become a source of tuma. Even though zera is a source of tuma, it's an ava tuma. Nevertheless, as while it's inside of her, it is kolate, it's balua, and it's not going to make her tummy. But as it leaks out, so it is going to be metame her as it leaks out. And how long is that going to be? So as we learned from yesterday's daf, when the zera itself has not been inserted into the woman, and the zera is just simply out in the open, so the threshold of when it's going to be tummy is as long as it's still lach, as long as it's moist. And that could be as long as it's moist, as long as it's not dried and hardened. But inside of a woman, however, where the woman obviously is generating heat, internal heat, so therefore it has a shelf life. How long is that shelf life of the zera inside of the woman, where the assumption is that up until a certain point it will have potency and therefore tuma. After that point in time, it is srucha. It becomes putrid and is no longer going to be a source of tuma. So the answer is machlokas. In the Mishnah itself, it says 3 days. For 3 days, if the zera comes out of her 3 days post having relations, anytime within 3 days post having relations, so that zera is going to be mitame. After 3 days, it's going to be tahor. That's the shita we learned in the Mishnah. In the course of yesterday's daf, we introduced ourselves to four different shitas in total. Either it's going to be 2 days, or 3 days, or 60 hours, or 72 hours. Those are the range of positions that we saw in the course of yesterday's daf. In fact, quite frankly, that is a total review of yesterday's daf, where the Gemara went back and forth over these four different positions. But the Gemara points out as where the source of these halachas come from, so it comes from Mamad Har Sinai. So what we're going to be doing today, discussing today, is Mamad Har Sinai in detail. And we're going to see where this comes from. What does Poleta Shechva Zera have anything to do with Mamad Har Sinai? And the answer, as we learned yesterday, is everything. Because when Bnei Yisrael were at Har Sinai, and they camped on Har Sinai, so all of Klal Yisrael are going to be speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is going to be a moment in time where there's going to be national revelation. At this point in time, the Jewish people have to be prepared. Preparation means that the Jewish people cannot be in a state of tumah. Now, is all types of tumah going to be excluded? The Gemara does not raise that point, and it doesn't seem to be clear. There is a Tosos yesterday, which I did not cite when learning the daf, but the Tosos on top of Pei Vav Amud Aleph says that it's specific to the tumah of Shechva Zera, Poleta Shechva Zera. But anyway, but the Jewish people had to be prepared in order to have divine revelation. Therefore, the husband and wives needed to abstain. How long an abstention period are we talking about? So this is going to be subject to a debate. And the debate that we learned yesterday regarding the range of potency of the Shechva Zera is going to be correlated with the debate of how long do the Jewish people have to prepare. And what we're going to be doing over the course of today is that we're going to be looking together at the Psukim. We're going to read the Pesukim inside. We're going to see the Pesukim. And we're going to see that there are two positions which are presentable within the Pesukim. And so let's lay out the positions clearly now. And the reason, and before we lay out the positions, and so now we understand that once we have a good understanding of the amount of prisha, the amount of separation a husband and wife need at Mamad Har Sinai, that will inform us regarding how long it's going to be that that zera is going to be potent. So the two issues are totally connected, and that brings us up to today's daf. And so within the course of today's daf, we're going to be going through the Pesukim inside in terms of the introduction, the preparation for Mamad Har Sinai, and as a result of that, we're going to see together how there could be two different pathways, two different approaches in terms of how that how those days before Mamad Har Sinai actually looked. Okay, so before going through the Gemara inside, which obviously is going to be what we're going to be doing today, but the Pesukim themselves, so the Pesukim that we're going to be focusing on primarily are going to be the first Pesukim within the 19th Perek of Sefer Shmos, Parshas Yisro. So there the Torah tells us that we get to Midbar Sinai, we get to Har Sinai, and we are now in the form of preparation. So quickly, I'm not going to go through all the Pesukim inside, but I'm just going to organize the Pesukim so that when we speak about it, which we are going to be doing extensively today, we're all going to be basically looking at the same thing. And if you have a Chumash in front of you, I highly encourage that you take a Chumash out and you look at the Pesukim inside, because today for the Gemara, fluency with the Pesukim are going to be very helpful. The opens up in the beginning of Perek Yitzes, B'chodesh HaShishi, L'tzis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. So we know we're in the third month, which is Sivan. Torah does not describe the months by the names that we call them. We call them names which are names that were adopted in Bavel, during Golos Bavel. The Torah just simply gives each month a number. First month of the year, of course, is Nisan. And so the third month of the year is what you and I call Sivan. So B'chodesh HaShishi, L'tzis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Yom HaZeh Ba'o Midbar Sinai. So they come to Sinai. And it's great that all this is coming on the heels of Shavuos. It's a great connection between the daf and what's going on. And so far, those are the first two Pesukim. It establishes that we got to Sinai in the beginning of the month of, in the month of Sivan. Now, Pasuk Gimel. Umosha Allah Lokim by Yikrai Love Hashem and Ahar Le Marko Samar Levesi Yakov Tagil Livnei Yisrael. And I'm going to just read through the Pesukim quickly, but you'll see I'm just organizing right now the Pesukim. Atemri Yisem Asher Asisa Masan Vesas Chama Kanfei Nesharim Vabi Es Chama Elai. Vatam Shema Tishma Bekoli Yishmartem Es Brisi Vayisem Lisi Gulam Mikol Amim. Ki Li Chol Haaretz. Vatem Ti Yilum Mamlechus Kohanim Vegoi Kadosh Elo Advarim Asher Tadaber El Bnei Yisrael. And so we have now our first point of instruction. Moshe goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now speaks to him, and basically saying that the Jewish people are going to be Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, a holy nation unto me. Now, as we're going to be learning in the course of today's daf, this is the second day, not the first day. Now, the first day, how do we know that the first day did not have any communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe? So the Gemara is going to say, we're going to see all this inside, but the Gemara is going to say that the first day we just got to Midbar Sinai. The first day we needed just basically to put our stuff down. The Gemara is going to describe it as chulsha de orcha. We were traveling. So the first day there was no communication. So this first communication between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on day number two. And then Vayavo Moshe v'yikra l'ziknei Yisrael, I'm already up to Pasuk Zayin. Vayavo Moshe v'yikra l'ziknei v'yasim lifneihem, v'yasim lifneihem, eis kol ha'devarim ha'ila asher tzivahu Hashem. And then all this was presented. Vayanu kol ha'am yachdav v'yamru kol asher diber Hashem naseh. And the Jewish people take full responsibility and acceptance of being this mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Okay, now we are in the middle of Pasuk Ches. Vayashav Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. And what Moshe does now is he goes back and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we learned in yesterday's daf, and we're going to reiterate in today's daf, every time there is a new communication between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it represents another day. Meaning that whenever he received something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was up on Har Sinai in the morning. We saw this at the end of yesterday's daf. And whenever he is now going back and returning a communication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is going to be the following morning. So in the middle of Pasuk Ches, we are now transitioning from day two to day three. Basically, where we could mark it is right in the middle of Pasuk Ches when it says Vayashav Moshe es divrei Ha'am al Hashem. So that's now going to be day three. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe hineh anochi ba'alech ba'avanam ba'avur yishma'am b'dabri imach v'gam bach yaminu la'olam. Vayaged Moshe es divrei Ha'am el Hashem. The end of Pasuk Tes, so that is going to be a little bit complex. Because at the end of Pasuk Tes, after Moshe goes back and informs HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we accept, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, I'm going to speak directly with the nation. So then at the end of Pasuk Tes, it says, Moshe then takes the words of the nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it seems to be non sequitur. Because here, there was no dialogue between Moshe and the people that already occurred. Moshe already took that up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Nasa that we were ready to accept. So what's going on over here at the end of Pasuk Tes when the Pasuk says, and Moshe takes the words of the nation, brings it back to Hashem. What words? What there seems to be a missing part that is also going to be a big part of today's daf. I won't give it away right now, but the Gemara is going to be bothered by what is going on at the end of Pasuk Tes and where exactly are we in terms of the preparation. And now we are at the next day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions were there needs to be preparation. You need to prepare yourself Hayom Umachar, today and tomorrow. V'chibsu sim losam, you have to wash your clothing, meaning tefillah b'mikvah. V'yinuchanim liyom ha'shlishi, so that on the third day you'll be ready. Ki biyom ha'shlishi yireid Hashem le'enei kol ha'am al har Sinai. Because on day three, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come down on Har Sinai and speak to the Jewish people. So that is now going to be on day four. Now, you'll notice carefully as I go through the psukim over here, I'm not establishing which day of the week it is, nor am I establishing which day of the month it is, because that's going to be part of the debate. And then, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'higbalta. V'higbalta sam saviv lemor yishamu lachem alos bahar nego bechatzeyu. A perimeter has to be set up around Har Sinai. Nobody is allowed to cross that perimeter and touch Har Sinai. Lo sigabo yad ki sakol yisakol yaro yirei mehema yimish lo yichyeh b'mshoch ayov lahema yalu vahar. And so there, a caution that has to be placed, a perimeter has to be placed around Har Sinai so that nobody comes close. Vayeren Moshe minahar la'am v'yikadesh asam v'yichabsu sim losam. And we start our preparation with tefillah b'mikvah. Vayomer el ha'am hayu nechonim shoshet yamim. Prepare yourself for 3 days. Al tikshu el isha. And as far as the preparation is concerned, husbands and wives must be porish. They have to separate one from another. Okay. And then we go into the last stages of preparation in terms of Mamad Har Sinai. So those are the psukim. What we certainly see in the psukim is at least a construct of exactly what that communication was between the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, the Jewish people, and the back and forth and shuttling of that information in the psukim itself. There is no establishment of a date. In other words, we know we're in the month of Sivan. We don't know what day we are in the month of Sivan. And there also is no clear establishment of the day. What day of the week are we talking about? And with all that stated, that was a somewhat lengthy hakdama, but now we can just go through our Gemara, as we're going to see that there are two shitas amongst the Tanayim. Starting in the Gemara, now Tana Rabbanan, we're going to be starting off, Vashishi B'chorosh Nitnu Aseres HaDibros, Li Yisrael. It was on the 6th of the month of Sivan that the Aseres HaDibros were presented to the Jewish people. Rabbi Yossi Amar B'Shiva Bo, and Rabbi Yossi says that it was on the 7th of the month. We have a debate amongst the Tanayim when exactly Mamad Har Sinai was. Our two options are either the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. And the Gemara says, let's make this clear. Amar Rav Dekuli Amar Rosh Chodesh Asu L'mid Bar Sinai Ksiv Ha'acha Bayam Hazeh Bal Mid Bar Sinai Ksiv Ha'asa Ma'achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Ma'alahalan Rosh Chodesh Avkan Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to start off with a point that everybody agrees to. We got to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. Even though the psukim don't make that clear, but we have a gzeirah shava of zeh that tells us that we got to Midbar Sinai mamish on Rosh Chodesh. So we know that we landed in Sinai on the first of Sivan. And everybody agrees to that. And we also know that Mamad Har Sinai took place on Shabbos, and that is Lekulei Alma. Everybody agrees to that as well. So once again, we have another Gzera Shabbat, the word Zachor. So obviously, as the Torah describes Shabbos, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos, and also as the Torah describes Mamad Har Sinai, Zachor es Hayom Hazeh. So we have the Gzera Shabbat telling us that Mamad Har Sinai took place on Shabbos. So we have the following, which are the bookmarks of our discussion. One, we're all in agreement that they came to Midbar Sinai on the first day of Sivan. We're also in full agreement that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And so now, what is the only point of dissension? So we can figure it out, but the Gemara is going to spell it out. Kipli b'kviya diyarcha. Now it's just a question of when's Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yossi safar b'chad b'shabbas ikva yarcha. So Rav Yossi says that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. Uvechad b'shabbas lo amar luhu v'lo midi. And now what we're going to do is we're going to map out the week according to Rav Yossi. If you want a great way to think about it, this year, the way Shavuos falls out and Pesach falls out, it happens to be a Rav Yossi year. And that means to say that Pesach this year fell out on a Thursday, and Shavuos this year fell out on a Friday. Well, you'll see why in a moment I call it Rav Yossi year, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh Sivan this year fell out on a Sunday. And so the way that the calendar works out this year is exactly the way Rav Yossi describes it in the Gemara. So that means to say that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday like it was this year, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And so now let's go through the week. Now, mind you, by the way, this is where it's going to get a little bit confusing, and I'm going to clarify right now. Now, we celebrated Shavuos on Friday this year, which, of course, is the sixth day of Sivan. Now, if you ask Rav Yossi, that would have been one day too early, because according to Rav Yossi, Mamad Har Sinai is on a Shabbos. So for him, Shavuos would have been on a Shabbos. Now, that I know that part's confusing, and what I just said doesn't have to be right, meaning Rav Yossi could full well acknowledge that Shavuos falls out on the Friday, not in the Shabbos, and I'm admitting that that part gets a little bit confusing. But in the meantime, however, just in terms of thinking about this year's calendar is a great way to think about Rav Yossi. And here we are now going to map out the week according to Rav Yossi. It goes like this. So again, we are now looking at Sunday, which is the first day of Sivan. So that day, no communication. We were exhausted. We just got to Mamad Har Sinai. We just got to Midbar Sinai, sorry. And so we were tired. Kadosh Baruch Hu had gave us a day of just putting down our bags. Betrei B'Shabbat. Now, what about Monday? Amaluhu v'atem tiyulim mamleches kohanim. So that's the day two. Now, we already went through the Psukim, so we already have a basic idea of where we stand in terms of the Psukim. Now, Betlasa, now on the third day, so according to Rav Yossi, now this is the third day of Sivan, and it's also Tuesday. Amaluhu mitzvah Hagbalah. So there you have the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Now, we went through the Psukim. The mitzvah of Hagbalah seems to be at a later point in time. But as Rashi over here points out on our Gemara, and I'm not going to go through the Rashi inside, I strongly recommend it. But Rashi goes over here, that is the strange back and forth that took place back in Pasuk Ches. Meaning back in Pasuk Ches, where the Torah says that Moshe brought the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Tes. It says, Vayagid Moshe as Divrei HaMel Hashem, that Moshe took the words of the Jewish people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that doesn't explain anything. We didn't see any dialogue over there. The Gemara's understanding is over here, and that's talking about Hagbalah. Even though, and this part is confusing, even though that when the Torah presents Hagbalah, the Torah presents it at a later point in the narration, in the Psukim, nevertheless, the assumption is that the setting up of the perimeter actually occurred on Wednesday. The establishment of it occurred on Wednesday. And when Moshe comes down and returns the words of the people back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was passing on that the Jewish people are ready to do Hagbalah, to set a perimeter around Har Sinai. And that was now on Tuesday, according to Rav Yossi. And And now what's going to happen is that on Wednesday, now the communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people is going to be Prisha, separation. Now that occurs on a Wednesday. And what does that give us? 3 days of preparation, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so now, come Shabbos, we are prepared. Okay, that is all the week according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, according to the Chachamim, what we're going to do is the following. We're going to have Rosh Chodesh fall out on a Monday. So, again, he agrees that we got to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh, but he puts Rosh Chodesh, he meaning the Chachamim, they put Rosh Chodesh on Monday. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to do the same thing. We're going to work out the week according to the Chachamim. And remember, he's going to land this on the same point, which is that Mamad Har Sinai occurs on Shabbos. So we're not going from Sunday to Shabbos now, according to the Chachamim. We're going from Monday to Shabbos. Obviously, that's one less day. Where is that one less day accounted for? You can already guess. The Gemara is going to spell it out. Second line on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. V'rabbanan Savri B'Trei B'Shabbos Ikva Yarcha. That on Monday was Rosh Chodesh B'Trei B'Shabbos Lo Amar Luhu V'Lo Midi B'Shem Chushad Orcha. Now on Monday, no communication because of Chushad Orcha, because we were exhausted. Now on Tuesday, we have the back and forth where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want the nation to accept the responsibility of being Mamlechus Kohanim. And we agree, that was Tuesday according to the Chachamim. Now on Wednesday, we have the mitzvah of Hagbala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that a perimeter has to be set up. We accept the fact that we are going to put a perimeter around Har Sinai. No one's going to approach Har Sinai. That was Wednesday. Behayavar Prisha. Now on Thursday, the mitzvah of Prisha. And that means to say, how many days of Prisha are there according to the Chachamim? 2 days of Prisha. 2 days of Prisha, which is Thursday and Friday. Shabbos, now we're ready for Mamad Har Sinai. And we can go back over the questions that we asked yesterday. Well, if we were already by Friday night to receive the Torah, why don't we receive the Torah on Friday night? See yesterday's daf. The Gemara asked that question. Why didn't we tovel in the mikvah on Shabbos morning? Why do we necessarily have to tovel in the mikvah on Friday night? Go back to yesterday's daf. The Gemara asked that question yesterday's daf. Okay, that is now the setup of the week, both according to Rav Yossi and according to the Chachamim. Now, Meisvei, the Gemara has a lot of follow-up questions, and the entirety of today's daf is going to be follow-up questions to the two shitas that were presented to us. Number one, Meisvei. The Gemara is challenging V'kid Hashem Hayom HaMachar. Now, usually when the Gemara says Meisvei, the Gemara is going to be challenging based on a braisa. Here, however, the Gemara says, I don't need a braisa. Right now, the psukim, just read the psukim. It says that we are going to prepare ourselves Hayom today, Umachar. The Torah gives us how many days of preparation? 2 days of preparation. Kashkel or Rav Yossi, obviously that's difficult for Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi has 3 days of preparation. How does Rav Yossi arrive at 3 days of preparation? Amalecha Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi will tell you, Yomechad Osif Moshe Midata. So here we have Moshe giving us a third day. Meaning Moshe comes up with the idea that there should be a third day of preparation. He inserts a third day of preparation. And according to Rav Yossi, hence we have 3 days of preparation. And, as we'll see in just a moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. Now, obviously, but we're going to see this right now. Detailing the Gemara quotes of Brisa Gimel Dvar Masa Moshe Midata V'Chachamim. I'm sorry, V'Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo. There were three things that Moshe did on his own, meaning three conclusions that Moshe arrived on independently. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed that his conclusions were in fact correct. Number one, Hosif Yomecha Midata, we added 1 day, so that now there are 3 days of preparation, Koda Matan Torah. Number two, Pirshman Isha, he separated from his wife. And number three, Shibir Saluchos, and he broke the Luchos. And the Gemara now goes through all three, Hosif Yomecha Midata Mai Darish. And the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu assumed that there has to be an additional day is because he says, Hayom HaMachar. So because the instructions that were given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you have to prepare yourself today and tomorrow. Hayom Kimachar. Well, today has to look like tomorrow. Ma la machar leilo imo, avayom leilo imo. So Moshe, now remember, he's hearing this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning. So he hears in the morning, and he says today and tomorrow, and he says, look, tomorrow, it's going to be a full day of preparation, 24 hours, right? A Jewish day starts with the night, ends with the day. So that means to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions must mean that it's 2 full days. Now, right now, as I'm hearing this, we are only in the morning of the first day. So this doesn't constitute a full day. So Moshe therefore added a day so that therefore there become 2 full days. Deha'idna nafgalei. Shema mina treyuma lavar mehaidna. Moshe is arguing to himself, look, today, half the day already went by. Meaning, the fact that it's the morning means that we missed the whole night already. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants 2 days of preparation. He wants 2 full days of preparation. So it must be today and then an additional 2 days so that it will be 2 full days of preparation. Laila vayom. How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him? Because when did the Shekhinah come down on Har Sinai? It came down on Shabbos. So with the assumption that the first day of the Prisha occurred on a Wednesday, so therefore Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there was the 3 days of Hafrasha and Hachana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down on Shabbos, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with the thought process of Moshe Rabbeinu. Example number one. Example number two, Pirshmina Isha. So Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. Separated meaning that they no longer had relations. My darish nasa kavachomer ba'atzmo, he made the following kavachomer. Amar umay yisoshalo dibra shkina imahem ala sha'achas v'kavalem zman. Look, let's use Mamad Har Sinai as the base idea, which is that the Jewish people are going to communicate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there needs to be hachana, there needs to be preparation. Amar Torah v'ayu nechonim, we have to prepare. Al tikshu, a man is not allowed to be with his wife by Mamad Har Sinai. And that's when we knew when we were going to speak with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anisha kol shav v'shar shechina midaberes imi v'eino kovei lizman. Alachas kama v'kama. Moshe was in constant communication with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so he had to be always in a state of preparation. So therefore he assumed that he needed to separate from his wife. Uminalim b'skim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu al yado dichsiv. How do I know that Moshe agreed? It says, the pasuk says, lechem or lehem, shuv lechem lo lechem, uksiv basrei v'ata po amod imadi. As far as the rest of the Jewish people are concerned, go back to your tents. Meaning, after Mamad Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there is now a heter for a husband to go back to his wife. Meanwhile, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to stay with me. That's one pasuk that certainly speaks to this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. East Army, another pasuk, Pe'el Pe'el Daber Bo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, Pe'el Pe'el. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, because of our direct communication one to another, so as a result of that, you have to be in a state of hachana. You have to be prepared. And number three, now before we get to number three of Shviras Haluchos, so Tosis over here says, look, what do we see over here? It sounds almost as if there was like a direction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe had to prepare. And it's a little bit confusing because the Gemara, the way the Gemara contextualizes it, is that this was an idea that Moshe had on his own, and meanwhile, the psukim that we just cited, it sounds like it's tzivui. Lech amor lahem shuv lachem lo lachem, and the pasuk says, ve'ata po amodi madi, it sounds like that this is not Moshe innovating the idea, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictating the terms. So Tosus says no. Tosus says that this was only post facto. Meaning, after Moshe arrived at this conclusion, then the psukim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only describing Vatapo Amori Madi. It's not instruction, it's not a tzivui, but rather it is just simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreeing with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbeinu Tam, in the fourth Tosus on this Amud, says, once we understand this, so then we're going to understand what was the back and forth between Miriam and Aaron. Regarding Moshe, they didn't understand. They were also Nevi'im. They also spoke with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were in Purish from their spouses. And meanwhile, Moshe does. And that is the unfortunate episode at the end of Parshas Baal Oscha, where Miriam and Aaron speaking, and they're speaking Lashon Hara, and the Tosfos points out, Rabbeinu Tam points out, but wait one second. Didn't Moshe receive this instruction? And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, he did not. Meaning, as per our Gemara, right? Rabbeinu Tam writes right here in Tosfos that if it wasn't tzivui, so then Miriam and Aaron obviously would have nothing to say. Moshe was commanded. It wasn't a tzivui. Moshe innovated this idea on his own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. But this really was an innovation on the part of Moshe. And Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara in Makos, right? Bederech Adam Holech Ba Molich Anoso. A way that a person wants to go, Kadosh Baruch Hu assists that person. So this was all Moshe's idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu was just simply assisting him. And what Miriam and Aaron were saying is, why did Moshe come up with this idea? We're also Nevi'im. We don't separate from our spouses. Moshe shouldn't have to as well. And of course, then it leads to the discussion in the Torah about the difference between the Nevuah of Moshe and that of Miriam and Aaron, but Rabbeinu Tam over here says that because this was an idea that really started, it generated from Moshe, That's why Miriam and Aaron were upset, and it's not a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. We're up to Shvirat Haluchos. All right, this is the third thing that Moshe innovated, which is that he was Shovar Saluchos. My Darish, and how do you arrive at this conclusion? Amar. Uma Pesach Shua Echa Mitarig Mitzvah Samar Torah V'chol Ben Echa Lo Yocha Bo. A Beinechar is not allowed to participate in the eating of Karban Pesach. Beinechar over here means somebody with strange ideas, meaning not literally a stranger. It means somebody with strange ideas, meaning somebody who does not have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and espousing foreign beliefs, so that person cannot participate in Karban Pesach. And that's just for one mitzvah. And now Moshe says, HaTorah Kula, Kan V'Yisrael Mumarim, Alach Es Kama V'Kama. Now you have the Jewish people who are behaving as Mumrim Gamurim, total apostates, meaning that they're rejecting the entire Torah by being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So for sure, they should not be able to participate in the Torah, and therefore you broke the luchos. Agreed. Asher shibarta. When the Torah goes over in Parshas Kisisa, the back and forth between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he broke the luchos, the Torah says asher, and we're going to darshan. Va'amrish lakish yiyasher kochacha shishibarta. The word asher could be understood as basically yasher koach. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe yasher koach for having broken the luchos. A super interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says that they cannot participate in the entire Torah, meaning if a benecher cannot participate in one mitzvah, certainly they cannot be part of the entire Torah. Now over here, let's consider, what is Moshe coming down with from Har Sinai? The entire Torah? He's not coming down with the entire Torah. He's just coming down with the luchos. So how do you read our Gemara when our Gemara says they should not participate in the entire Torah? Rashi says it. You're probably thinking it, but Rashi says it. HaTorah Kula Tluya Beluchos Halalo. So Rashi writes over here that the Luchos are basically a template of the entire Torah. The entire Torah can be connected to the Aseret HaDibros. The Aseret HaDibros really serve as basically an outline of Kol HaTorah Kula. This is an idea that expresses itself not in the Gemara, but already the Rishonim. See Rashi right over here. Already Rishonim have this idea that really the Aseret HaDibros are basically the Rosh Prakim. It is like the headings of the entire Torah. Now, it will take an entire, it's a thesis in of itself, a doctorate in of itself, in terms of putting all of the mitzvahs of Torah and filing them under the Dibros, which of the mitzvahs go under which of the Dibros. Okay, nobody goes that far, and that is a serious endeavor. The person who is most associated with this idea is Rav Sajagon. Rav Sajagon says that the Aseret HaDibros are really just a Rashi Prakim of the Kol HaTorah Kula. Rashi says it right on our daf. We're back in our Gemara. So what do we have so far? So we have really so far asked one question, given one answer. According to the Shita of Rav Yossi, where he has 3 days of Hachana and Hafrasha, how does that work when the Torah, meanwhile, only describes 2 days, Hayom HaMachar? Answer, Moshe added a third day. Continuing now in the Gemara on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're about two-thirds of the way down. Tashma Vayinu Chanim Yom HaShishi, Kashila Rav Yossi, and the Torah says, be ready for the third day. According to Rav Yossi, it's not the third day, it's the fourth day. Hamin and Yom HaChadosiv Moshe Midato. So the Gemara says, okay, but we've already answered that question, meaning because Moshe added a day, meaning the original plan, the divine plan, was to be meeting on day number 3. And Moshe added a day, and so that gets us to day number 4. Tashma Shlishi, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. The Braisa starts off by citing the pasuk that says Shlishi. Shlishi b'chodesh, u'shlishi b'shabbos. Which means that it's the third day of the month, it's also the third day of the week. So this means that we coordinate third day of Sivan to be a Tuesday. Now that's very good for Rav Yossi. So Kashal Rabbanan, that is going to be difficult for the Chachamim. Am l'cha Rabbanan, am ani Rav Yossi hi. So the Chachamim say, okay, look, it's a Braisa. That Braisa just simply is authored by the position of Rav Yossi. Shlishi lamai lechedetanya. Now it says Shlishi. Now, the third day for what? The Gemara quotes the Braisa. Vayashev Moshe estivrei ha'am el Hashem. And Moshe brings the words of the nation to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uksiv ayagen Moshe estivrei ha'am el Hashem. And basically, what we already cited earlier this morning, Pasuk Ches, what's going on over there? So, Ma Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Ma Amar Lehem Moshe LeYisrael. Where exactly is the dialogue over there? Ma Amar Yisrael LeYisrael LeMoshe, Ma Heishe Moshe Lefnei Agvura. Meaning there seems to be a missing dialogue within Pasuk Ches. And the Gemara's answer, the Bryce's answer, Zu Mitzvas Hagbala. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to say that that Pasuk Ches, where there's missing narration, so we're going to take the psukim of Hagbala and we're going to bring them back over there. Now, yes, it does involve a certain amount of cut and paste, and it demands, and also begs the question, why would the Torah not give us the narration in proper sequence? Why do we have to take the later psukim and bring him back and put him into Pasuk Ches? Those are all reasonable questions. I don't have prepared answers for that, but certainly provokes thought. Anyway, that is what we're going to do with the with Pasuk Ches. It goes back to the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Div Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, that is the sheet of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Good. So now that means to say that when we say the third day is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces to the Jewish people Hagbalah. Now Rebbe, Omer B'tchila Pirish Oncha. Now Rebbe's of the opinion that no, that the he disagrees. That really what's happening in that Pesukim, the missing narration of that Pasuk, is going to be speaking to Onesh. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing with the Jewish people, not only are you Mamlechas Kohanim, that was day number two, but on day number three, Schar V'Onesh. There's going to be reward, there's going to be punishment. Now, where do we see that in the Pesukim? So, they're encrypted, and we have to read into the Pesukim, according to Rebbe. Yechziv, the Pesuk says, Vayesha Moshe Dvarim, Shemeshavavim Da'ato Shel Adam. There's not a lot of words in the Pesukim to work with. So when it says Vayashev, so we're going to understand it to mean Mishavavim Da'ato Shel Adam, that which breaks the thought process of a man, meaning Onesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe to tell the Jewish people that there is going to be Onesh involved if we don't comply with the Torah. Ulevisof Pirish Matan Schara, and not only is there Onesh, but there's also going to be Schar as well. Dichsi Vayagin Moshe Divarim Shemoshkin Libo Shel Adam Ke Agada. The word Dvarim could be understood as connected to the word Agada. Just like Agada is soft, nice, and people enjoy it, so too the Torah, if we follow it, is going to be something which we're going to benefit and enjoy from it. That's one way to read into the Pesukim what's the missing narration. The missing narration is Schar V'Onesh. That's according to Rebbe. The Igadarmi, now, some do this, what we just went through, but the encryption's a little bit different. B'tchila Pirish Matan Schara, first it's the Schar D'chziv Vayashem Moshe Dvarim Shemeshivin Da'ato Shel Adam. So encrypted in the word Vayashev is Schar. That which is Meshiv Da'ato Shel Adam makes a person comfortable, relaxed, knowing that there's going to be Schar for all of his efforts. Uvesof Pirish Onesh, and afterwards, an explanation of the Onesh. D'chziv Vayaged Moshe Dvarim Shekashim La'Adam Kegidim. Something that's difficult for a person, just like Gidim. Rashi over here, interesting. I would have said Gidim over here refers to the sinews, the hard sinews of the animal. Rashi describes it over here as a Yerek Mar, some sort of bitter vegetable. Anyway, but that's the word Vayaged. So according to Rebbe, it's Schar V'Onesh. How do you read Schar V'Onesh in the middle of Pasuk Ches? It's encrypted. And exactly how to decrypt it, how to decode it? So the Gemara gave us two different ways to decode it. Anyway, what comes out over here is that according to the Gemara, what occurs on day three is, at least according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Even though in the Torah it's presented at a later point in time, the Gemara's understanding is that we move that back to day number three, the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Tashma Shishi, Shishi B'chodesh, Shishi B'Shabbos. We have a Braisa. The Braisa says that the sixth of the month comes out on a Friday. So Kashu L'Rabbanan, now obviously that's difficult for the Chachamim. So Hanami Rav Yosihi. So the Gemara says, good. And the author of that Braisa is Rav Yosi. Shishi Lamai. And that is the sixth day for what? As we are now move to the top of the Amud Beis. Rava Amar, Lechani Yasam, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Lemasa'am. And so a debate amongst the Amoraim, if we're talking about we're counting 6 days from the time that we encamped, or the time that we traveled. Now, traveling in encampment usually is the same, but basically the question becomes, when do we get to Midbar Sinai? Do we arrive there on a Shabbos, or do we arrive there on Sunday? What was travel day? Now, how could there be a debate in terms of what was travel day for getting to Mamad Har Sinai, getting to Midbar Sinai? The Gemara goes on to explain. Top of Pezayin Amid Beis, V'kemifligi B'Shabbos Demara. Because we know that we were introduced to Shabbos before Mamad Har Sinai. In Mara, so we were introduced to a handful of mitzvos. D'chziv the Pasuk says, K'asher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Now we know that one of the mitzvos, the Torah does not tell us which mitzvos were instructed in Mara. The Torah just simply says that there were some mitzvos that were instructed in Mara. However, when we go to the Luchos Shnios in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the Torah there says that Shabbos, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, that Shabbos was already commanded to you. So we see clearly that Shabbos must have been one of the mitzvos that were introduced to us at Mara. Now, if Shabbos was introduced at Mara, well, that means to say that we were Shomer Shabbos even before Mamad Har Sinai. That's fine. The problem is, or the question is, if Shabbos was introduced, so that means to say that we can't travel on Shabbos. Because a part and parcel of Shmira Shabbos is going to be Tchum. We have to be circumscribed within a certain geographic area. And so you can't travel on Shabbos. So how can there be an opinion that says that we travel to Midbar Sinai on Shabbos and encamped on Sunday? How could there be such a position? The Gemara goes on to explain. V'am Rav Yudah Amar Rav Kasher Tzivcha B'mara Mar Savar HaShabbos Ifked Atchumim Lo Ifked U'mar Savar Atchumim Nami Ifked. And so the Gemara here presents the debate, and the debate revolves around the following. We know that Shabbos was given to us on Mara, and the debate is, at Mara, were we given the entirety of Hilchos Shabbos, meaning both the Malachas and Tchumim? If that's true, so that means that Shabbos could not have been our travel day. Our travel day had to have been on Sunday, and so Sunday now is going to be both the travel day and the day of encampment. There is, however, an opinion that says that at Mara, we were only given the Malachos, and we were not given the Halachos of Tchum. Tchum only came at Mamad Har Sinai. If that's true, so then, interestingly, Shmira Shabbos between Mara and Mamad Har Sinai only meant the Malachos. But Tchumim was not yet instituted, not yet issued, and so therefore we could travel even on Shabbos. The Gemara says that is going to be the explanation of the debate in terms of whether or not we traveled on Shabbos to get to Midbar Sinai. Tashma, the Gemara once again challenges Nisan Shabo, Yatsu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So here the Gemara is going to be quoting a Braisa. Now, like I said at the beginning of Shir, this year is a Rabbi Yossi year. So if you think about the calendar this year, so it's basically a perfect description of Yetzias Mitzrayim circa 3,300 years ago. So now, when thinking about the calendar of that year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Braisa here says that Nisan Shabbo Yatsu Yisrael Mimitzrayim Ba'arba Asar. On the 14th day, Shachtu B'Shchem, they shechted the carbon Pesach, V'chamisha Asar Yatsu. And on the 15th, they left, the 15th of Nisan. Ula Erev Laku Bechoros, and then that night the Bechoros were killed. Now, immediately the Gemara does a double take, because the Braisa makes it sound like the Bechoros were killed on the 15th, which is, of course, not correct. La'erev sakadacha ela mi ba'erev laku Bechoros, meaning the previous night, the night of the 15th, that's when the Bechoros were killed in Mitzrayim. Back to the Braisa of Osa, Yom Chamisha B'Shabbat Hayah. Now, what day of the week was that? So here the Braisa tells us. The Torah doesn't mention this, but the Braisa says it comes down on a Thursday, just like this year. This year, Pesach fell out on a Thursday. Now, let's go over the calendar. Now, over here, I'm sure Art Scroll has pictures of the calendar. Now, but without the pictures, it's pretty straightforward calendaric discussion. So now, Midechamesa b'Nisan, and the Gemara just simply runs through the calendar with two basic assumptions. One, Nisan is a Malay month. Two, Iyar is going to be a Chasar month. Meaning, generally speaking, that's how we look at the Jewish months on a typical year. It's going to be staggered, alternating between 29-30. In this case, 30-29. And now, with that stated, we can easily figure out what day of the week it's going to be on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Midachamisha b'Nisan chamisha b'Shabbos, reishyarcha di'ir shabbasa. So that means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos. Reishyarcha di'Sivan chabes Shabbos. And that means that Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to come out on a Sunday. So in other words, if you look at the calendar, you will see that once we know that Pesach falls out on a Thursday, we now know the two Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh of Iyar, falling out on a Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh of Sivan, falling out on a Sunday, and Kashya L'Rabbanan. Now with all that stated, So that's going to follow like Rav Yossi. And like I said, you look at the calendar this year, it's a Rav Yossi, it's a Rav Yossi year. So Amlecha Rabbanan, so what the Chachamim will tell you is, meaning because remember, according to the Chachamim, when did they say that Rosh Chodesh falls out? Rosh Chodesh Shivan, they say it falls out on a Monday. So how does that work? So it works because Iyar Da'ishaita Avure Avrua. So the way it's going to work is because Iyar of that year was a was not a short month, not a 29-day month, but rather a 30-day month. The fact that months alternate, so that is obviously up to Beis Din. Beis Din makes a determination. Now, Beis Din has a lot of considerations. The Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin talks about all the considerations that Beis Din needs to make in terms of establishing a month being full, chaser or malay. But for that year, Beis Din made both the month of Nisan and the month of Sivan, and the month of Iyar a malay year. So if that's true, now it can come out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan will in fact come out on a Monday. And that was a defense of the Chachamim. Tashma delo avrua. The Gemara says, I'm going to show you very clearly that that year, Iyar was not an extended month. It was its typical 29 days. How do I know that? Because Nisan, Shabbat Yatzu Yisrael Mim Mitzrayim, that Nisan, that year, they left Mitzrayim Ba'ar Ba'asar, Shachtu B'Shem, B'Chamishar, Yatzu La'erev, Laku B'Choros. And here the Braisa opens up the way we just did in the previous Braisa, where we Shechtu Karm Pesach on the 14th, and left Mitzrayim on the 15th. And the Bechoros were killed on the 15th. And again, the Gemara, same edit. La'erev sakadacha ela ema mi be'erev laku Bechoros. And the night prior, meaning the night of the 15th, that's when the Bechoros in Mitzrayim were killed. Ve'oso ayam chamisha v'shabbat haya. That day was the Thursday. Hishlim nisan v'ira iyar lios v'shabbat. Chaser iyar v'ira sivan lios v'achas v'shabbat. And here the Braisa lays out the calendar for that year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nisan was a Malay. Iyar was a Chaser, which means that Sivan now comes out on a Sunday. Kashula Rabbanan. Now this Braisa over here, there's no way to explain the Braisa other than reading it and explaining what the words are saying. It comes out now that this Braisa clearly has Rosh Chodesh Sivan coming out on a Sunday. Kashula Rabbanan, that's difficult for the Chachamim. Hamani Rabbi Yossi, he's so good. The Gemara says, fine. We're just simply going to say the author of that Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. Amara Papa Tashma Vayisum Eilim V'Yavo Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. So now Rav Papa says, well, let's do this another way. Let's take a look at the pasuk, the Psukim in Parshas B'Shalach. We leave Eilim and we go, and the entire Jewish people go, and we were without food. And since we were without food, so we were looking for man. B'chamisha Asa Yom L'Chodesh Hashem Nivah Asa Yom Shabbos Haya. And the man comes down now, beginning on the 15th of that day. And that day v'osa ayam Shabbos haya. Now the day that the man starts coming down is going to be on a Shabbos. So we've established now that the 15th day of Iyar comes out on a Shabbos. This is all year one of Yetzias Mitzrayim. D'chsiv avokav reisim esfor Hashem uksiv sheishes yamim tekutuhu, and on the morning, and you're going to see kvod Hashem. And it says for 6 days you're going to be gathering. U'midechamisa v'yir Shabbos. So now that we have the 15th day of Iyar being a Shabbos, Reish Yarcha Desivan Chabbos Shabbos. So now it comes out that Rosh Chodesh is going to come out, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to come out on a Sunday. Meaning, again, look at a standard calendar, and you'll see that once the 15th of Iyar is established to be on Shabbos, so then just run through the calendar. That means that the last days of Iyar, the last Shabbosim of Iyar, are going to be the 15th, the 22nd, the 29th. And assuming that Iyar is a Chaser, so now that means that Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to fall out on a Sunday. And again, just like this year's calendar. So, Kashla Rabban, that's difficult for the Chachamim. Amalecha Rabban, and the Chachamim will tell you, Iyar Da'ishai Sa'ivur Avrua. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we already know how to defend the Chachamim. And that is by just simply saying that Iyar of that year, they made a Malay. And so therefore, the Shabbos was the 29th. And what was that Sunday? The 30th day of Iyar. And so therefore, Rosh Chodesh Sivan comes out on a Monday. So there is a very simple defense of the Shita of the Chachamim. Amle Rav Chaviv Mechuzen L'Rav Ashi Tashma. And we're going to go through one more round this morning of proofs to see whose position we could defend more. And over here, we're going to be looking now at the beginning of year number two in the Midbar. Now, the beginning of year number two, the first day of Nisan, the beginning of year number two, that was the day in which the Mishkan was inaugurated, and operation began. So we're now on the first day of Nisan in the second year. So it was the first day of Nisan. So the Mishkan was set up. And on that day there were 10 crowns, meaning this was an inauguration day from 10 different perspectives. Rishon l'Maisa Breishis, it was Rishon in terms of Maisa Breishis, meaning what you and I call Sunday. Rishon l'Nisim, it was the first day of the Nisim for the first 12 days of the operation of the Mishkan. Each of the Nisim offered a series of karbanos. That's this week's Parsha, Parshas Naso. And Eretz Yisrael, parenthetically, last week's Parsha. But anyway, that's Parshas Naso. Rishon l'Kohuna, that's the first day that the Kohen started doing the Avod in the base of Mikdash Rishon. La'Avod, it's the first time the Avod is being done. Rishon l'Irida Sa'esh, it's the first time that the fire comes down. Rishon l'Achilas Kachim, it's the first time that we eat Kachim. Rishon, Rashi over here says it's the first time we eat Kachim within a confined perimeter. Rishon l'Shkon Shechina, it's the first day that the Shechina now is settling on the Mishkan. Rishon l'Varech, as Yisrael, the first day that the Kohanim are giving a bracha to the Jewish people. Rishon l'Isser Habamos, it's the first day that the Bamos are prohibited. Rishon l'chadashim, it's also the first of the month. Now, what we just got from all this discussion is that we now can pinpoint Rosh Chodesh Nisan of year number two. Rosh Chodesh Nisan of year number two comes out on a Sunday. And so now what we're going to do over here is we're going to work backwards. Meaning, based on how we know a regular year operates, a regular lunar year operates, so now we can work backwards. If we've just established that Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on a Sunday, so now we can work our way backwards to know what was Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the previous year. How do we do that? That means that the previous year is Bedal B'Shabbos. It comes out that the previous year Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Wednesday. How do we do that? D'tanya, because we learned the following Braisa. We see this Braisa a number of times throughout Shas. We did it back at the end of Seder Kachim in Masechta Erechin. The Braisa Achem Omrim Ein Bein Atzeres LaAtzeres VeEin Bein Rosh Hashanah LaRosh Hashanah Ela Dalad Yamin Bilvad. If you want to know what day of the week a Yanta falls out from one year to the next, you just simply move ahead 4 days. How do you do that? A standard lunar year has 354 days. If you take 12 months and you alternate between 29 and 30, so you get to a total of 354. A lunar year will typically have 354 days. 350 days is perfectly divisible by 7. So when you go through the 350 days, you will get to the same day of the week because it is evenly divided by 7. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take those last 4 days, and that is going to be the shift in the week. So that means to say that if year number 2, Rosh Chodesh, falls out on a Sunday, so that means that a year previous, so Rosh Chodesh fell out, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 1 year earlier, fell out on a Wednesday. Now, the Im Haisa Shnas Mubarth. Now, over here, just as a brief addendum, we know that if it's an Ibriyar, if it's an extra month that's added, so that's going to add one more day of the week. The reason why is because the Ibriyar, the extra Adar that's added, is going to be 29 days. 28 days is perfectly divisible by 7, so that gives us one extra day. So that just simply jumps us ahead one more day. So instead of 4 days, it's going to be 5 days. Anyway, with all that stated, Havalei Resh Yarcha the Iyar Malish Abasa. So that means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar now comes out on a Friday. Resh Yarcha the Sivan Shabasa. And it comes out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls out on a Shabbos. Meaning, so now that we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan of year number one coming out on a Wednesday, so everything now gets distorted. It comes out now that when we had, let's think of it this way. When we had Yetzias Mitzrayim coming out on a Thursday, so that was the 15th, so that means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the first year was on a Thursday, so then Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Sunday. But now, based on this computation, where we're working backwards from year number two, back to year number one, it comes out now that Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Wednesday, so now that's going to be problematic for both the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and the Shita of the Chachamim, because it comes out now that if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday, everything gets backed up a day, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to end up being on a Shabbos, Kasha Bein L'Rabbi Yossi Bein L'Chachamim, and that's going to be difficult for both positions. Rav Yossi has Rosh Chodesh falling on Sunday. The Chachamim have Rosh Chodesh Sivan falling out on Monday. Nobody says Shabbos. But meanwhile, as we did the math and we did the computation, it comes out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan comes out on a Shabbos. The Gemara says we can defend both positions. L'Rav Yossi Shiva Chaserin. L'Rav Yossi, last line of Pesach Amud Beis. L'Rav Yossi, Shiva Chaserin Avor. L'Rabbanan, Chais Chaserin Avor. So the Gemara says, yeah, but in terms of solving for this problem, actually, you could solve for the problem very easily. We are making assumptions over here that there is that it's going to be the standard calendaric year, which is made up of alternating months of 29 days, 30 days, totaling 354 days. But that's an assumption. And the Gemara says, but doesn't have to be. Meaning, again, the establishment of Rosh Chodesh is done by Beis Din. And Beis Din, in a typical year, will go 6 months chaser, 6 months male. But they don't have to. What the Beis Din can do is the Beis Din can offset, making it 7 months chaser, 5 months male. Or they can even go so far to go 8 months chaser, 4 months male. And with that kind of manipulation, it's not manipulation. In other words, they have that range. There's that kind of variability that exists within the calendar. Once we could do that, so then now Rosh Chodesh can be offset by either 1 or 2 days. If you are making 7 months chaser, now it offsets it by 1. If you make it 8 months chaser, you now offset it by 2. So we could have the Rosh Chodesh Sivan coming out either on Sunday or on Monday. Sunday for the Shita of Rav Yossi, Monday for the Shita of the Chachamim. We'll stop over here. Let's quickly recap. This entire daf is dedicated to one singular topic, and that is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan fell out either on Sunday or on Shabbos. According to Rav Yossi, falls out on a Sunday, just like it did this year. According to the Chachamim, falls out on a Monday. Now, based on that, then it will influence how we're going to be looking at the week of preparation up to Mamad Har Sinai. Everyone's in agreement that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And so when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Sunday, it gives you the full week of preparation. And according to Rav Yossi, it comes out that there are 3 days of Afrasha. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are all days of Prisha, husband and wife separating from one another. According to the Chachamim, being that Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday, so then it comes out that there are only 2 days of Afrasha, and that would only be Thursday and Friday. And for the entirety of the daf today, what we did is we went through the Pesukim primarily in the Parsha of Yisro, Perek Yates, where there the Torah lays out the week, but the Torah is not super clear in terms of assigning what happened on what day, and the work and the effort that we did this morning is that we basically filled in that week, both according to the Shita of Rav Yossi and according to the Shita of the Chachamim.